Hello, everyone. Welcome, and thank you for joining to another Ask the Kabbalist show. With me, as always, ready to answer all your questions, Dr. Michael Leitman.
Hello, everyone.
So before we'll begin with the first question, I'll remind you that you can send questions through tv.kabbalah.info. You go there to our Ask the Kabbalist page, and you can submit video questions or audio questions or text questions. And there's a very user-friendly interface there allowing you to do all that. Let's begin right away with the first question. This one is coming from Greg. He's from New York. He sent us a video question. Let's watch it.
Hello, my name is Greg. I'm from New York, and I think a lot about the energy, the environment, and resources. And I see a lot of problems and wonder why we don't do as a collective society, as countries, as smaller communities, why we don't do what we should be doing when we understand what the problems are.
If we were animals, we would have functioned much better than we do as people. An animal, in time of trouble, it forgets that it's supposed to eat other animals and do something. They all get together and suppose escape a fire or a tsunami.
Yeah, they even go, they run away faster or earlier. Sometimes they can feel the troubles coming.
Yeah, yeah. We, as people, if we were like animals, we were supposed to unite a long time ago and to escape this evil that's really coming up as a tsunami, and everyone feels that we aren't headed for the better. So why don't they turn?
Exactly what Greg asked.
That's exactly what he says, because we're worse than animals. We have an ego, an evil inclination that doesn't let us unite. And despite this whole great big problem coming down upon humanity, the general crisis and all that we're engaged in this world, we nonetheless keep in the same direction. And educators and scientists, philosophers, politologists, sociologists, all of them as if they're not wise people. They're ready to really be butchered. And till when? It's really aimed so from above in nature that nonetheless we have to perform self-scrutiny. First of all, not to escape instinctively like animals, but consciously. Finding out what's going on, what do we have to do, and the wisdom of Kabbalah reveals itself here. And I'll tell you, as much as we appear all over the world, it's like a cry in the desert without an answer.
Why? I think that's what Greg is asking. He asked it from a different perspective, but still, why? If people see that there are problems, no one can deny that there are problems. The ecological crisis that is approaching and is kind of closing in on us from every different aspect of life, the economic crisis as well, it's not just ecology. If people are aware of the problems and they know that we have to somehow work together in order to solve them, why aren't we doing that? The leaders at least, or...
Our ego, it blinds our eyes. It says so, that the ego blinds the eyes of the wise. And that's really the reason I see for it. There is no other reason. And we have no choice. We're headed for the evil and a greater crisis. And undoubtedly that from year to year, we'll have more problems with ecology and with human society. And who knows what we'll come to. But you see, there are many people like him asking, but when will we reach a cry and a decision? Maybe we'll make a revolution. Maybe we'll start connecting through the internet. Let's offer it. Let's start building the environment on the internet. Let's start building such a group.
What would you build there? What would you put there? What do you mean by building the...
A society.
Human society?
A society of people, revolutionaries. Let's make a revolution in the world. We don't need to kill anyone. We don't need to bring anyone down. a revolution in man's perception of the world, of the perception of the future. How should we behave? How should we relate to the world? Let's put together a new environment, and it's possible to do it on the internet. You say that what they're doing there, it as if doesn't work. And I'll tell you why. Because no one goes with the real tool, the instrument against our ego, which is the evil of the world. We know that that is our problem, our ego, our nature. But no one on the internet or in any of those organizations, none of them have the tool how to overcome man's ego.
I'd like to understand the vision. When you're saying, let's develop a new internet-based society or something like that, what would be the agenda? What would be the ideology of such a society? It's what people, it's like the Renaissance Revolution. It's like, what would you compare it to?
Exactly. The Renaissance. That's also interesting because altogether there were about 15-20 cultural people in the north of Italy, and they decided that they have to make a cultural revolution in Europe, all over the world. The whole world was back then Europe, and they did it. A small group of people. They don't have to be many, but they had an intensity, an inner intensity, an ideological intensity. They had an intensity of approach, of attitude. They could bring that approach to everyone. They could show, they could lighten up the eyes of people, the people who were at the top of human society back then, that this is the way that we can no longer stay in the medieval ages, and the same here.
So are you saying that people like Greg maybe, and like others who see that there are problems that are not being solved, who see that there has to be a higher level of working together between people, you're saying that they should come together online and start a revolution, basically, through the internet?
Yes, a revolution, a culture revolution, man's relation to the world.
Okay, why specifically the internet? You know, in the Renaissance times, there was no internet, so...
Well, that's today's tool with the help of which you can reach everyone. Back then, they also dispersed that knowledge to all the great people around Europe. And it took a few dozens of years until it really exhausted itself, until it reached everyone. But today, we're living in a different pace. We also have different tools.
Could you explain what would be the ideology in a few sentences of this newly forming society based in the internet? What would be their agenda? What would be their mission statement, perhaps?
We have to change our attitude towards others. Everyone talks about it, actually. Many people talk about it. Behave nicely towards others. Let's be friends. Let's transcend our evil, the hate. You have to do it in your family, with your relatives, with people who are a bit more distant, with the people of your town or your country or the whole world. And plenty of organizations talk about it. There's no innovation here. The innovation is that we have to organize a big, strong pool of facts, of articles, of compositions written by the great people and also written by us that will be something that obliges. And along with this, we have to add to it the educational system.
Facts showing what? Proofs for what? Showing what?
Facts that our ego is destructive, that is the reason for the entire destruction in the world, and that we have to change man's attitude towards others. And next to it, we have to develop the educational system. The educational system being like nature. Nature is integral, nature is round, everything has to be in reciprocal connection. That's how we have to bring up the young generation. And on behalf of that organization, we have to open an educational system, a worldwide educational system, so that all the kids all over the world, the young generation, starting their education from the age of 6, 7, they will all be in a uniform educational system. And we see, regardless of how many big such organizations there are, unfortunately, we all know the situation. And that's with respect to the young generation. If in our generation we will develop this new educational system and we'll start dispersing it as much as possible on the internet lines, then of course there will be many people in the world that will connect to it and will want to connect their children to that educational system. And then at least we'll see that around the world you have millions such people that are already getting the integral kind of education, a global education. Meaning these are already people who want to live in a global world. Now, next to that, we have to develop this vast television that could also be on the internet these days, for it to start educating in a pleasant way, in a nice approach, entirely above all the differences and gaps that exist between people, for it to start and explain to all of us what are we supposed to be, how are we supposed to be according to nature, according to science, according to the different sciences and wisdom that humanity has, that we have to be bonded. Otherwise, we're opposite to nature. We breach the laws of nature. We really place ourselves against nature, and it's a fact. You see how from 1 month to the next, we're undergoing different phenomena, both in human society and also in the world, in nature, the climate, and so on. Very bothering phenomenon.
Yes, there is a crisis escalating in every realm today. And it's quite apparent and obvious.
So we also have to give this kind of an education
to grown-ups, to adults.
To the grown-ups. Yeah, to everyone. And besides, when there will be many people, which is a great mass of such people, will be able to also influence those organizations that as if are supposed to take care of it, but for some reason they don't really succeed, saying the least. Because they're really sitting on a lot of money and power and great resources, and they have power and the ability to influence and change something, and doesn't work. So for us to be able to penetrate, get in with our plans through those resources to the whole world. And I'll give you an example. You have special universities around the world, special schools in the world that are all on the top, where people even from Europe, from America and Russia and England, from Russia, they send their kids to study in England, from Europe
leading,
to America,
yeah,
and so on. Let's set a standard that we accept all this nice, good layer that they want to be educated, want to get a profession. We'll accept only those that undergo an integral global education. You already raise things to a uniform level, a human level, and you have a different attitude of humanity towards the future of the world.
So we're talking about creating, taking all those people who are thinking today, who are seeing the problems, who know that there needs to be a change, consolidating them, uniting them based on the internet, and creating this newly formed education that educates the person and children and adults alike towards living in this new global world.
Yes, besides, let's start building a system that encourages people to think about this future, like special prizes for different creations, theater, literature, music, and so on. So it will all be aimed in that direction, that we all have to be one, global, integral, in balance with nature, in reciprocity with nature, and so on. Let's encourage the creative people, and so on. We can do many things. We simply have to become organized.
So it's just about taking people's talents and creative ideas and just directing them, just directing all of this in, instead of serving destruction and egoism, to serve this new global education that we're all one body, one unit.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think that many people, perhaps even watching us now, especially actually artists and the creative people who deal with creation, with creativity, they would be very interested in, usually creative people want to deliver a positive message, you know, something that will help others. So this is interesting.
What's interesting about it and unique is that you can't turn to the rulers, to the leaders with these ideas, to those that are at the top of the world and as if can change something in human nature and sociology. And you can't turn to the world leaders.
It's like they're the last people who will hear this, yeah?
Yes. These are people who play in very strict laws with very limited freedom of choice, with an ability to decide according to their own desire that's practically zero. They depend on parties and politics and different calculations between many currents and conditions, and thus they can't be revolutionaries. None of them can be revolutionaries. And we see it's all only externally, as if there's a big difference between the different parties. Eventually, we see that there isn't. And it's not because that's man's nature and they can't change anything. That's not the people's nature. No people determine anything here. But because the conditions that they're in with the parliament and the heads of parliament.
Yeah, Congress, Senate.
Yeah, that stays. Nonetheless, they have such balance between them that regardless who's changing up there, the difference will barely be felt. And thus, there's no point in turning to them. We really have through the internet. You asked about the internet. Why through the internet? Through the internet, we have to reach great masses of people and to really start preparing public opinion towards it.
You're seeing the change in the world only coming from this, from masses of people, not from leaders, not from top down, only from masses of people using the internet to start changing society.
Yes.
Okay.
That they feel on themselves how their life becomes worse and they start understanding that they have no choice. They have to change their attitude towards life, towards nature, the connection between them, and they'll go for it. And the great ones, the leaders, will follow them somehow. They'll join.
Okay, and just to be clear on this, we're talking about it from the perspective of Kabbalah, but basically every person who identifies with these ideas, every person who...
Not necessarily. You don't necessarily have to speak about the wisdom of Kabbalah here. When we disperse this material, we have to disperse it in a simple manner. We're talking about global integral humanity, the way our world is, the way nature is, and we're a part of it, and it's global and integral.
So this is something that fits everyone. This is what I wanted to ask. Anyone who feels sympathy to these ideas,
right,
to join. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's some answer you got there, Greg. Let's start working, I guess.
I think it's an answer for many questions where we're asking ourselves, what should we do with life? And eventually today, we're already in such times that are pressuring us. The clock is ticking. We see especially according to the climate changes. And the climate changes, they're as if the slowest. And changes in human society, they can change from one moment to the next for the worse. And of course, we should hasten ourselves.
Okay, we have a couple minutes left. We'll move on to a different subject here to answer another question. This one is a different question coming from Philadelphia. It's another video question. Let's see what it's about.
What does it mean to be included in an environment that works on bestowal? Thank you.
To be included in an environment that works in bestowal, it means that I want to educate myself through the environment to be an integral part of nature, of human nature. That I enter an environment and that environment dictates that we have to be interconnected, that we have to be in the same reciprocal direction. It's not that from this day and on we're all alike. Each one's different, but each one listens to the others, connects to others, starts seeing the whole environment as interconnected cogwheels. And then, when a person starts thinking that and relating to this whole integral mechanism with this connected sort of system, he relates differently to everyone, to himself, to others. He also starts feeling himself as obliged to society. It's not that only that he doesn't steal and that's enough, what do you want? But he is obliged to give, to do everything I can actually in favor of the environment, and that's how it will be with everyone. Meaning to be under the influence of an integral environment, it means to be an integral part of it, and that's what nature demands of us. By this, we merely keep the laws, the same as we keep the laws of chemistry, of physics, for our own benefit in our world. That's how we have to keep this sociological law, where the connection between us all in all, it has to be an integral one. There's no word for it. There's no other word for it. And from day to day, it unfolds more and more. Today, no country can detach itself from other countries. Let's try. Take any country. Can you tell them, you can close yourselves and start having this natural kind of household? They can't. Why not? Because it's not that they will be lacking bread and water and natural resources, because inside nature, within nature, we have reached such a state where we're all connected, and this state was more hidden. We had less connection between ourselves, and gradually throughout the development of human society, we've reached a state where we're incapable of disconnecting, and thus today, whoever wants to disconnect will be like a person going into the desert and take the biggest and strongest country. If it'll want to do that, that's what will happen. And we see that there are many regimes around the world that as if they come, we will do this and that now on our own. You see, in a few years, like with Cuba, for example, really, that's an example. And it will also happen in Latin America with many regimes. Today, whoever wants to isolate himself is really going to destroy himself.
So this new approach, this new attitude to each other is something that all of humanity is now beginning to transform towards, and we have to push it, basically, to encourage it. Yes?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman, for today's answers. Thank you for your questions. You can send more questions on tv.kabbalah.info. You go to our Ask the Kabbalist page and you can submit your questions through audio, video, or type a text question. That's it for today. Thank you for being with us and all the best.